We are back with another episode of Two Guys Weigh In Podcast. Paul Ramo and Mitchell Silty, episode...
Number five.
Five, and counting, right?
Yep, and counting.
I have no plans to retire from podcasting. How about you,
No, Mitchell? Not right now. No, this has been really good for us.
Yeah, we get a lot of comments from people when we're out and about. They listen to the podcast, and we appreciate that, don't we?
Yep, it's good to hear the feedback, and we even have some topics today that we're going to discuss brought to us by some of our listeners, so yeah. Be good for us.
All right, let's kick it out, because we got a lot of things to talk about. We're going to talk high school sports first. State dance was last weekend at Target Center in Lockport Valley Dawson Boys Shadows. They brought some hardware again.
Yep, they placed third in both high kick and jazz this year.
Yep, it was an exciting time. High kick results, kind of a surprise. The state champion was Holding Ford. They did a great job. And then White Yellow Mess and East Silhouettes placed second, the Shadows third, and Jazz on Friday, St. Cloud Cathedral took first place. Yellow Medicine East second, Lockport Valley Dawson Boyd third in jazz. So another state dance tournament completed. It's quite the event. If you've never been to state dance, it is unlike any other state tournament. It is phenomenal, the support. Everybody gives the dance there. So
yep, Dawson Boyd and Lockport always had good support. And to support their shadows out there.
Yep.
Even when I was in high school, that was a big deal. So
I want to give a shout out to Reese McCoy and Addie Tufto. They made the all-tournament team in jazz. And Hannah Oy and Reese Oxendorf made the all-tournament team in high kick for the Shadows. So another successful season. I understand they're going to do tryouts soon, too. Already going to start on next year's routine.
Yep, got to get prepared.
All right. All right, that's dance. What else we got?
We'll switch over to wrestling right now. Team United won their Section 3AA championship versus Marshall 28-27, and they were trailing 27-16, I believe, with three matches to go.
Yep.
And they needed to win all three of them, and they ended up getting it done. So great job by Team United this past weekend.
Yeah, thrilling ending to that one up in New London Spicer last Saturday. Dick Newman, Danny Lee with the call. A little controversy, if you want to call it controversy, at the end there, but the referees in the Minnesota High School League decided to send the Team United to state. So,
yep, and it was Brady getting the...
Brody.
Braden, yep. Brody got the pin at heavyweight in 24 seconds, I believe, to send Team United to state. And so to get to their championship game, they defeated Hutchinson and Laverne. And so now they get to go ahead and wrestle Casson Manorville, who is 19-3. They are from Section 1 of AA. And Thursday, February 29th at 9 o'clock at the XL Energy Center. So good luck to the Team United there.
That's pretty early to be wrestling, 9 o'clock.
Yep.
I don't know if I like that.
Well, they'll be ready.
Yeah, got to be ready to go, right?
Mm-hmm. And then this weekend they have individuals for section wrestling.
Yeah, down at Wyndham High School, Dick Newman, Danny Lee will be out down there broadcasting all day there. Individual wrestling. Let's hope we can send them all to the state tournament individually. That'd be fun.
Yep, that would be a good job by them.
Yep. They got a great following, team wrestling this year.
Well, Acapulco Dawson Boyd always seem to have good followings
in
their
Montevideo
sports.
Montevideo's in on that too. So yeah, good. Congratulations to Coach Ireland and his staff and Team United.
And we'll switch over to girls basketball. Or actually, we'll mention the Dawson Boyd will play Mineota on this upcoming Monday, February the 26th at 7 o'clock in Dawson Boyd. And that'll be for the Camden Conference Boys Championship game.
It's going to be a good one.
Yep, Dawson Boyd comes in at 24-2, and Mineota comes in at 20-6. And so we broadcast their game earlier this year, yep, where Dawson Boyd, I believe they won 64-55.
Yep.
And that was at Dawson Boyd.
Yep.
But I believe Mineota's won six in a row since then.
Yeah, Coach Chad Johnson, you know, he's got it going with the Viking boys. So it'll be a challenge for the Blackjacks. I know the other night against Central Minnesota Christian, they were down by two or three at half, and Blackjacks had a good second half there against the Blue Jays. So
yep, Central, they would keep it close, and they looked like over the final 5 minutes, Dawson Boyd was able to pull away and finish it off. And so we did the Lacaparle Valley McRae game last night, and that was a lot of fun over in Lacaparle. They got the upset over McRae, 78-71. So
yeah, McRae came into that game with 17 wins, and boy, Eli Hegland's half court, not half court, just as he crossed half court at the halftime, buzzer shot.
That was a great shot by them. You gave him a two-point lead.
Yeah, you even got excited on that one, Mitchell.
Well, how can you not get excited on a shot like that?
That was great. And, yeah, they played a full game last night, didn't they?
Yep, we saw them play Central Minnesota Christian, and they saw them play Minnesota earlier in the year. And they played a good first half, but then when it came time in the second half, they had scoring droughts, and it really hurt them. So it was nice to see them put together a full game where they didn't have that happen.
Yep, that's what happens. And Coach Rademacher says that in a coach's show about every Saturday. You know, he went 4, 5, 6 minutes without scoring. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, that's the kind of the story for the Eagle boys all season long, but not the other night against McRae.
Yep, it was a great job by Lacaparle Valley last night. So now we'll switch over to the girls basketball. Shout out to the Minnesota girls basketball team. They won the Camden Conference Championship over KMS 75-60 this year, so great job by them.
Yeah, Camden Conference champions. You know, last year, Lacaparle Valley, they were the Camden Conference champions in girls basketball. But Minnesota, for many years, they've won that conference championship. And they're back on top again.
Yep, and so section basketball will start for the girls. First game, the pigtail games are this Thursday. You and I are going to be in Granite Falls for the Lacaparle Valley YME pigtail game. That winner of that game will go on to face Minnesota on Saturday. And then Dawson Boyd will play Lakeview on Saturday as well. Dawson Boyd comes in as the 5 seed, and Lakeview is the 4 seed. Dawson Boyd on the year is 10-13, and Lakeview comes in at 16-10. So that'll be a good game in Montevideo that on Saturday. And then for tomorrow's game, Lacaparle Valley is 4-21 on the year, and Yellow Medicine East is 6-19. That's the YME comes in as the 8 seed, and Lacaparle the 9 seed, and they'll face the winner of that will face the 1 seed Minnesota, who's 24-3. Then on the other side of the bracket, Canby, who's 8-16, will play McRae, who's 16-8. That's Canby comes in as the 6 seed, and McRae comes in as the 3 seed, and that'll be on Saturday in Montevideo.
Yep, 4 games on Saturday for the price of 1. That's pretty good.
Then we can talk about our Section 3 AA girls basketball as Montevideo will play New London Spicer. New London Spicer comes in at 23-2 in the 1 seed. Montevideo comes in at 6-19. They are the 8 seed. And then Morris area comes in as the 5 seed. They're 12-13. Then they'll play Painesville area. And Painesville's the 4 seed, and they're 14-12 on the year. And then KMS comes in as the 3 seed, and they're 19-8, and they'll play Eden Valley Watkins, the 6 seed, who's 8-18 on the year.
Section 3 AA girls, they do that a little different than A. They play theirs at the highest seed. They don't do a Super Saturday. They play theirs games at night at 7 o'clock at the higher seed, those 4 games. So, but I prefer all 4 games in one place on Saturday. You get to watch everybody play. You could be there all day, and I'd rather prefer that. Yeah. You can see everybody.
Yeah, I think being able to scout if you're one of the winning teams and seeing who you'd play next is a good advantage that you can get. See, so
before we leave basketball, I gotta give a shout out to the Montevideo Thunderhawks boys basketball team. Boy, they had an exciting win at home against Sauk Center Tuesday night, I believe it was. Last second tip in inbound play with 1 second to go to Gannon Reitinger tipped it in just about at the buzzer, and the Thunderhawks came away with a 1-point win over Sauk Center. We saw the video of that; it was pretty cool.
Yep, Sauk Center didn't box out on the last. On one of the missed shots in the last seconds, and Montevideo was able to go up and get a tip put back to go in for him, and that was with about 1 second left, and time ran out, and Montevideo got a nice win last night.
Yep. All right. Did we cover high school sports well there?
I think we did.
Okay.
I think we got a good job on the high school sports. We'll make a quick stop in college sports. Minnesota Gophers men's basketball team, they're 16-9, and they play Ohio State tomorrow. They have a home game against Ohio State. And with 6 games left in the season, they play I believe, 12-ranked Illinois. They have Nebraska, and they have Northwestern left of those six games. Ooh. So they have an outside shot, but, you know, considering where they were last year, they do have a chance to play themselves into the NCAA tournament coming down the stretch here.
That's pretty good. That's pretty. Hope they can.
Yep, I would like to see that. You know, I was not a big fan of the Ben Johnson hiring, and with the way the last couple seasons have went, I was ready to give up on them. Yeah. But, you know, they've played well. And
it's a completely different team with the portal and stuff like that this year. So
yep, they brought in some key players and developed some players that they were able to recruit into some pretty good basketball players. So good luck to the Gophers. Hopefully they can maybe win a couple games down the stretch here, do well in the Big Ten tournament, and maybe earn an outside shot at a bid into the big dance.
What is it? They go by 20 wins as gets you into the tournament? Is that what they say? Roughly?
Well, I think roughly 20 wins. I think if the Gophers could win four of their last six, as long as some of them are against the, you know, Illinois, Nebraska, Northwestern, if they can win one or two of those games and then win the rest of their games at home. So if they can get to 20, I think they'd have a decent shot. And as well as I think they'd have to win maybe a game or two in the Big Ten tournament. I don't think they could lose in their first game in the Big Ten tournament and still make it, but they definitely have a chance here coming down the stretch to make it into the tournament.
Okay. Yeah, good luck to the Gopher men.
All right, now we can go to professional sports. Make a quick stop in the Minnesota Timberwolves. Currently are 39-16 on the year. They are currently the one seed in the Western Conference. They hold a 1.5 game lead over the Oklahoma City Thunder, who comes in at 37-17. And had a really nice season so far. They're 19-5 at home, and they're 20-11 on the road. So with winning records in both areas, you know, that's what you want to see. You at least want to have a winning record at home and at least .500. on the road. So they've played great. I didn't really expect them to come out playing as well as they have this year.
Yeah.
But they're really showing that Rudy Gobert trade they made a couple years ago that
it's paying off.
Yeah, it's done better than I think a lot of people thought it was going to do.
What was the All-Star game score again?
Oh, I think it was 211-186.
What was my prediction? I said it was going to be like 170, 180. But they blew that out of the water.
Yeah, there was no defense, whatsoever.
That's crazy. 200 points in a basketball game.
Both teams almost averaged 200 points.
Yeah.
Karl Anthony Towns for the Western Conference, I saw, he came off the bench and scored 50 points in that game.
Yep.
So
crazy. That's not fun to watch, I don't think.
No, it's... So. It's
all professional. Do you like any All-Star games, any sport? I don't think NFL
is
horrendous what they've done.
Honestly, the best one might be Major League Baseball's All-Star game. I think they at least try.
Oh yeah, there you go. Yeah, I take that back. I like the home run contest. Yeah.
Yep. So I think Major League Baseball does a great job. I don't know about NHL. I think there's a somewhat competitive maybe, but NFL doesn't even do an All-Star game anymore, and the NBA is pretty much there too. So
yep, nobody wants to get hurt.
Nope, no one wants to get
too
hurt.
Too much money involved.
Yep, and so I mean, it's not like when Jordan and Kobe played where they actually tried and wanted to compete against each other. But
all right, should we wrap it up with the Twins, or you got something else going on?
We'll stop at the Twins, and I think this will be our last topic that we cover on the day.
They open up spring training this week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, was it 40-man roster reported this week, I think?
Yep, everybody's reported.
And so a couple of notable off-season moves for the Twins here. In free agency, Sonny Gray, Kenta Maeda, Tyler Mahle, and Emilio Pagan are some of our key pitchers from this last season decided to leave in free agency, and so, or at least test free agency. I guess there's always the outside shot that they could come back to Minnesota, but they left. Michael A. Taylor, who played a lot after Buxton got injured, he left. Dallas Keuchel left. Joey Gallo left, although he wasn't really that big of a contributor for the Twins. Donovan Solano left, and Jordan Luplow all left in free agency as well. And then the Twins traded away Jorge Polanco to Seattle, and they got Anthony Desclafani, Justin Topa, Justin Topa, and prospects Gabriel Gonzalez and Darren Bowen from Seattle. And I believe that's three pitchers in DeSclafani and Topa and Bowen. And then I believe Gabriel Gonzalez is an outfield prospect. So they gave up one of their more consistent players to get trying to do pitching depth, which, I mean, it sucks seeing Polanco go.
Yep.
But at the end of the day, batting was never really our major issue. It's always been pitching.
Pitching. So and, this looks like they got their pitching in order now. So
yep, it does sound better. You know, people weren't fond of sending Luis Arraez to, I believe he went to Miami for Pablo Lopez, but Lopez turned out to be our best pitcher. So, you know, hopefully this works out for the Twins.
Well, if Luis stays healthy and Buxton stays healthy, and a few others, they're going to be in the playoffs again.
Yep, I think they have a shot to repeat as AL Central champions. And they also traded Nick Gordon for Stephen Okert. Stephen Okert is a reliever. I believe they got him from Miami, or they traded with Miami there again. And then they signed first baseman Carlos Santana to kind of be that veteran designator hitter that they could get, which that's not a bad move for him. It gives a depth. Added depth. I think he plays first base for him, so a good depth position player. So we'll see with the Twins. Hopefully they can improve. But
I wish I could watch him on TV because I don't get Bally Sports.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't get to see him on TV. I just read about him on the internet and social media, and that's how I follow the Twins now.
Yep.
Maybe catch a game on the radio.
One thing I saw was the Twins decided this year they were going to cut back on salary. They didn't want to spend a whole lot. I don't know. Baseball does not have a salary cap like the NBA and NFL do. The teams can spend whatever they are willing to spend in free agency. To see the Twins come out and say that they were going to impose a salary cap and try and reduce salaries this year was kind of rough, but I think one of their TV deals, they don't have a TV deal, or they couldn't renew one, because I think one of the organizations they had a TV deal with went bankrupt, and so they're scrambling to try and recover from that and work out their salary issues. But yeah, I think the Twins hopefully can repeat this year and
it'll be do fun. Well. Fun to watch them. I always go to a couple games a year. How about you?
I've been to one, I think, and they won good. But it was a fun time there. I enjoyed the ballpark. It was nice to see, and so I'd go to the one again.
Yep, I have a relative that works in the front office there. Her view is looking over Target Field, so
That's
pretty
nice.
Sweet. Yep. Mm-hmm. All right, Mitch. Well, that wraps up our fifth episode.
Yep, of Two Guys Weighing Podcast, sponsored by PK Egan's of Canby, Minnesota. Some of the best pizza around.
That's right, and I'm putting a plug in for the salad bar.
Yep.
Whenever you have pickled herring on a salad bar, that's a salad bar.
That sounds like a good salad bar to me.
All right. Thanks a lot.